Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death, but in God's glory." On this fifth Sunday of Lent, the Lord reminds us of what we all need to hear. This sickness will not end in death, but in God's glory. How can that be? For our worldwide sickness, this Chinese virus, or call it what you like, has caused the death of over 20,000 people, and 500,000 are infected, with the numbers increasing daily. Presently, the world is shut down economically, and God's people are shut out of church, devoid of the Mass and the sacraments. The panorama is bleak, and one may be anxious and overwhelmed. Yet remember today's psalm. With the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Firstly, let's explain some points of the gospel. This sickness that Jesus was speaking about was the illness of Lazarus, his friend from Bethany, who lived there with his sisters, Martha and Mary. They were close friends of the Lord. Jesus had been told that he was near death, but delayed several days in coming, which meant Lazarus had actually died and was now buried. Our Lord had worked 33 miracles throughout his public ministry of 3 years, of which 2 were resurrections from the dead. But this miracle, the raising of Lazarus, would be most significant, because it would so infuriate the Jews that they would seek his imminent death at the Passover in Jerusalem. In other words, this miracle was the catalyst to Calvary. Hence the delay by the Lord. Now, when someone is raised from the dead after a day, emboldened skeptics may claim that, the person hadn't actually died after all. But to raise someone after 4 days, when bodily decay was thought to have taken place, as Martha exclaimed, that now he now stinks, is stupendous, leaving no doubt in the minds of the people that this man has divine power. Only God has divine power, and that power will be manifest in the glory of the cross, the death of our Saviour, and our redemption. Secondly, in our present malaise, we can take consolation in the fact that God knows also of our sickness. He is fully aware of our plight and the suffering of so many. Perhaps he also delays in coming to our assistance for some greater good, for his greater glory. Presently, the church seems dead, as was Lazarus, but will rise again in glory. At this moment, during Lent, we are called to abstain for our bodies, to strengthen them, but now we also have to abstain in our souls. In addition, it was the permissive will of Christ that Lazarus suffer and die. Not that he caused it, but he allowed it to happen. In like manner, it is the permissive will of God that we be denied sacramental life to our souls at this present stage, which is also unique in the history of the Church. Ask yourselves also whether we, in this post-Christian era, have the right to God's divine blessings. We, as a culture, don't keep his 10 commandments and flaunt his laws. When we, this generation, ardently promotes a culture of death against life. From the most vulnerable in the womb to those nearing the tomb. When this generation mocks God's marital institution and fosters all forms of immoral behaviour. in past ages of the church's history, rebellious regions would be punished by placing the people under interdict. What's an interdict? An interdict is a church censure that deprives the faithful of sacred blessings, such as the sacraments, Christian funerals, mass, and so on. Exception is the last rites. Have we been put under a divine interdict, one may say, imposed by the state, yet permitted by God? In such circumstances, nevertheless, God still remains faithful to us, and he can draw good out of evil. So do not lose heart, nor be tempted to think that the divine heart is distant from you. We can ask for his presence by making a spiritual communion when it is not possible to make a sacramental one. Also note in today's gospel that we are told that when Jesus comes to the sisters of Lazarus, he weeps. Now the Greek term here is not to cry, but rather he's overwhelmed with grief. That is, he wept profoundly. Why? Was he not going to bring Lazarus back to life? Yes, he knew that with his head. But now, on this occasion, he sees with his heart. Sees what? We are told he sees her tears. When he saw Martha's sorrow, he was overwhelmed. Such is our God in the depths of his divine heart that was wounded for our transgressions. So with such an immensity of love, how can anyone regard themselves as forsaken or abandoned? Thus encouraged on this fifth Sunday of Lent, we once again pick up our cross amid this difficult time of sanitary dictatorship, and ask the Lord for the actual graces to be faithful to our daily prayers, meditation, way of the cross, rosary, and other devotions. So in spite of all this sickness, it will not end in death, but in God's glory.